a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Well, that was a quick break. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Mary and I appreciate you being here with us for our World Travel get-together and the next episode of our Chief Travel Leader Series. Before we talk U.S. travel with Roger Dow, the CEO of the U.S. Travel Association, we want to share that today's broadcast is made possible by Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
The team at Travel Guard has listened to all of us travelers. They're going to start offering an array of new coverages that they've asked us to let you know about. They're going to include wedding bundles, pet bundles, adventure sport bundles, even trip exchanges, hurricane warnings, pregnancy coverage, inconvenience benefits for low water levels for cruises, and more, because you just never know when it comes to emergency situations when you're traveling. If you're planning a trip, don't put your investment or well-being at risk, as travel insurance from Travel Guard is affordable and it gives you a lot of protection in different ways.
It really does, folks, and that's why we say whether your next trip is a solo adventure, family vacation, long or short getaway, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
We're about to speak with Roger Dow. He's the CEO of the U.S. Travel Association, and it's his job to get us all traveling in the United States and encourage international travelers to come spend their travel dollars here. Roger's responsibilities and the work of U.S. Travel is wide-ranging, which is probably why we have about a dozen things that we could discuss with him today. I'm not going to say any more for his setup. Instead, let's get right to him for our latest Chief Travel Leader episode.
Roger, listen, I frequently say that leaders like to work with other leaders, and as the leader of the U.S. Travel Association, Mary and I appreciate you joining us on America's number one travel radio show for today's Chief Travel Leader interview.
Well, it's always a pleasure speaking with you, and thanks for all you share about America's most important industry, travel.
Yes, it is. We all agree on that. So listen, you know, Mary and I, we created this program back in late 2004. I know you took on your position a few months later in 2005 after a long career with Marriott. So we've all clearly seen and experienced a lot in the travel world over the past 14 or 15 years. Right now, you're talking to a little over a million travelers across America. And I want you to share with those listeners that may not be fully aware of the important role that the U.S. Travel Association plays in our world, you know, exactly what you and your team do each day to support and grow the American travel industry.
Well, when you look at it, U.S. travel represents the entire travel industry. So it's all the hotels, the rental cars, the states, the cities, the payment systems, the theme parks, etc. And our whole goal is to get more people traveling to the United States and within the United States. And so we work on a lot of things that make it easier for travelers, and we try and break down walls that make it hard for travelers. I'll give you an example. TSA PreCheck is something that we pushed for and got done, global entry, so you can get through an airport a little crazy. There's no reason that Robert, Mary, and Roger should be treated like the next Muhammad Atta. We should be able to get through an airport fast and efficiently, and so we work on things like that.
So I want to talk about another campaign that was very successful for you. A few years ago, U.S. Travel launched an initiative called Project Time Off, and it subsequently became part of a larger campaign. Robert and I have been to several travel events. We've heard you talk about the importance of, you know, people taking vacation time, no matter the industry you work in. And we could probably spend the rest of this hour talking about the benefits it brings all of us. I know you're passionate about this topic. Give us an update on how things are going. Plenty of still unused vacation days going on in the U.S.
It's unbelievable. If you take a look at it, these are paid vacation days. In other words, these are days that an employer has paid someone so they can go on vacation. And Americans last year left 768 million of those days unused. So in other words, the head of Marriott said to all of his people, he said, how would you feel if I gave you a 4% salary raise in January and then December 31st said, I want my money back?
Yeah.
So that's what you're all doing.
Great way to explain
So we've become, like, people around the world laugh at us. We're becoming a no-vacation nation, and it's so important to recharge your batteries, to get together as you folks get a chance to visit your children when they're in college for parents' weekends and things like that. And it's just so important. And the average person last year took 17 days off. Just 20 years ago, they used to take 20 days off. So it's real important, and we're just leaving a lot of money on the table.
Wow.
Well, and not only that, when we do travel, clearly that stimulates the economy and does so many things, whether you're staying in hotels, you're going to theme parks, you're eating in restaurants, you're shopping in stores, you're renting cars, you're buying gas. So it obviously has a residual effect. And that's going to lead me into something I wanted to talk about because, you know, as we were preparing for the interview, I was reviewing some of the stats that you track at the U.S. Travel Association, and I want to share some of them with folks that are listening because they really do underscore why the travel sector is so vital to our country's successes, just as you said when you joined us just a couple of minutes ago. Can't go through them all, and we won't, obviously, but here are a few that jumped out, and I'd love to get your comments on this. First, you know, last year, the total domestic and inbound international traveler spending in the U.S., it totaled $1.1 trillion. So I'm not saying million, folks. I'm not saying billion. It's $1.1 trillion. And it generated a total of $2.5 trillion in economic output. Some other things, nearly 16 million jobs are supported by travel. The American worker employed by the travel industry earned over $270 billion in wages last year. About 1 in 10 jobs, I know we've talked about on the show, are related to travel. But, you know, here's where it gets a little personal. 83% of travel companies are still considered small businesses. And that really surprised me, Roger.
Well, I think that's one of the great things about this industry. It's one of those areas where you can start up a business. You can be a tour guide. You can be a mountain outfitter. You can be a travel agent. And you can start your own small business, which is hard. And everybody thinks about the Marriotts and the Hiltons and the American Airlines. They're big business. But it's really 84% of the small business. So as travel goes, so goes a ton of Americans that are employed by small businesses. 1 in 9 employees in the U.S. gets their job through the travel industry.
All right, if you're just tuning in for today's Chief Travel Leader interview, Robert and I are speaking with Roger Dow, the CEO of the U.S. Travel Association. Roger, there's been a decline in foreign travel to the U.S., but something that we continue to get asked about, and I'd like to know what your thoughts are. Because of the economy, the strength in the economy that we're experiencing, are more Americans traveling domestically? And if yes, is that helping to offset maybe some of the, you know, less of the overseas travelers coming here?
Yeah, what's happening is... When you look at travel, leisure travel has been the darling of the industry. Leisure travel, Americans are traveling more around the U.S., and it's up 4%, which is leading everything. International travel, you just mentioned, we're projecting is going to be down about 0.5%. But here's the real problem, Mary, is we're losing share of the international traveler. When you look at people who travel long distance, long-haul travel, we call it, around the world, 3 years ago, we got 13.7% of those travelers. Mm-hmm. Last year, we got 11.7% of those travelers. So we lost 2 percentage points of share. You say, well, that's not so big. Don't worry about it. That is the equivalent of $60 billion and 120,000 jobs, that little share loss. So what's happening is people are traveling much more to France, to Spain, and actually, one of the challenges is Americans are traveling overseas more, spending their money there. So we've got a drain of, because the dollar's so strong, you can buy so much more when you travel overseas.
Right.
So
well, that's the other
we've
side.
We've got to get that share back.
Yeah.
That's the other side of the coin. As the economy here is strong, but it's weaker in other parts of the world, we can actually go and do and spend more. But I also think there are just, you know, the world continues just to expand and grow. And there's so many other places to go. I mean, you know, we have a gentleman that comes on the show, Robert Niles, with Theme Park Insider. And a few years ago, I would have never thought about talking to him about theme parks in Dubai or, you know, in the Middle East. And you know, just to use that as an example. So there are more things to go and do. But on a personal level, I just want to go ask you, you know, you've got a busy job, obviously. You're on the go a lot like we are. Where do you like to vacation? You know, what do you like to do? And what do you find that it does for you when you do get out there? Kind of leading back into what Mary said about those 768 million people that aren't using their vacation days each year.
What we do is we spend every Christmas in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, so it's always a white Christmas. My kids love to ski. I ski a lot less now. I think you're going to retire from skiing, but I just enjoy being out there, sitting by the fire, having a glass of wine, a cup of coffee, watching the snow come down. And it's so relaxing, and I get to meet so many different people. I also like beach and summer areas, so the coasts of California. I happen to live in St. Petersburg, Florida, which is a great place.
Yes, it is.
So I enjoy those kinds of areas and just discovering new things. You know, every time my wife and I travel around the world, she comes back and she says, we kind of got it better here in America. She's our beaches are better, our cities, there's more museums. And she said, you never think about what's in your own backyard, but it's really pretty exciting what America has to offer. And you don't have to go across the country. You go up the road to a national park.
That's true, that we have so much. Listen, just you know, we travel all the time. A couple of weeks ago, we were down in Orange Beach and Gulf Shores, Alabama. We have not been to that area before. The beaches are beautiful, just
some
like
the
they are
for the
coast.
Some of the best beaches in the
world. Roger, listen, very nice to connect with you today. We appreciate that. Stay in touch. Don't be a stranger. We look forward to having you back sometime soon on the show, okay?
Always a pleasure. Thanks much.
Thank you.
Bye now.
All right, just hit the release button on Roger. Nice to connect with him and have him on the show today with us. Good information, certainly, and we'll look forward to having him back coming up.
Absolutely, lots to discuss.
Yeah. We could do the whole show with Roger down, certainly. Folks, right now, as we pause for a quick sponsors break, a reminder to please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Remember, we archive all of the hours of our national broadcast on our website at rmworldtravel.com. RM World Travel is coming right back. Stay with us.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.